Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Going the Extra Mile, The Do It Now Principle, by Judith Williamson. Narrated by Emma Powell. Going the Extra Mile. Chapter 1. The Do It Now Principle. In planning to acquire your share of the riches, let no one influence you to scorn the dreamer. Napoleon Hill. Dreams are today's answers to tomorrow's questions. Edgar Cayce. Chapter 2. The Little Things of Living. It is a curious fact that most people will do something to help humanity, even when they wouldn't do it just to help you. Napoleon Hill. If you want to lift yourself up, lift someone else up. Booker T. Washington. Chapter 3. The Service Essentials. The place to begin is in your mind. Your success and failure are in your own mind. Napoleon Hill. I believe that if one always looked at the skies, one would end up with wings. Gustave Flaubert. Chapter 4. The Spirit of Service. When you've talked yourself into what you want, right there is the place to stop talking and begin saying it with deeds. Napoleon Hill. The question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me. Ayn Rand. Chapter 5. The Channel of Giving. Giving is a form of expression, and giving is living. Napoleon Hill. Light tomorrow with today. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Chapter 6. The Companions on the Journey. A kindly word here, a kindly deed there. A pleasant smile everywhere, and this world would be a better place for all mankind. Napoleon Hill. It's time to start living the life you've imagined. Henry James. Chapter 7. The Discovery of Mission. The principle of going the extra mile is the master strategy of the entire philosophy, for it gets action. It is the active principle. Napoleon Hill. A dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. Colin Powell. Chapter 8. The Purpose of Work. You know, work is a liaison office between our desires and their fulfillment. Napoleon Hill. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Chapter 9. The to-do list that matters. A little job well done is the first step towards a bigger one. Napoleon Hill. Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. Albert Einstein. Chapter 10. The Compensation of Giving. Get into the habit of going the extra mile because of the pleasure you get out of it and because of what it does to you. Napoleon Hill. We cannot hold a torch to light another's path without brightening our own. Ben Sweetland. Chapter 11. The Habit of Gratitude. Don't forget to express gratitude daily by prayer and affirmation for the blessings you have. Napoleon Hill. Do small things with great love. Mother Teresa. Chapter 12. The Alchemy of Prosperity. The river is the brain. The flowing force is the power of thought. The failure side of the stream is negative thought. The success side is positive thought. Napoleon Hill. Hang on to your hat, hang on to your hope, and wind the clock, for tomorrow is another day. E.B. White. Chapter 13. The Plus Factor. Cosmic habit force will take over this habit of going the extra mile and make it a fixation which will be of untold benefit to you. You'll find yourself doing it automatically, just for the good feeling it gives you deep down inside. Napoleon Hill. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Forward. Napoleon Hill spent his life developing a success philosophy that would help anyone achieve success. Hill often emphasized the importance of the principle of going the extra mile in order to achieve success. Going the extra mile simply means that you render more service at your job than you're being paid for. You also must do it with a positive mental attitude. Napoleon Hill said that going the extra mile was not an idea developed by man. Instead, it was part of nature's handiwork, like when a single kernel of corn produces multiple ears at harvest time. Man may ignore the principle of going the extra mile, but he cannot do so and enjoy the fruits of lasting success. Napoleon Hill often wrote about the benefits of going the extra mile and used stories to illustrate his point. One story he told was about an elderly woman who stepped into a department store to escape the rain. The salesman in the store knew the woman wasn't likely to purchase anything, so they all ignored her. All but one young man. This young man offered the elderly woman a chair so that she could rest her feet. The rain eventually stopped, and the woman left the store. A few weeks later, the department store received a phone call from the woman. She was furnishing a mansion in Scotland and wanted to work directly with the young man who had assisted her on that rainy day. The woman was Andrew Carnegie's mother, and she wanted the young man to help her at Skibo Castle in Scotland. Another great example of going the extra mile involves William C. Durant, founder of General Motors. One Saturday, Durant stopped at a bank and discovered that it was closed. A young bank teller, Carol Downs, saw Mr. Durant and went to the door. Mr. Durant explained that he was going out of town on business and needed to cash a check. Carol Downs told Mr. Durant that while the bank was closed, the vault had not been sealed for the day, and the check could still be cashed. Mr. Durant gave Carol his business card and invited him to stop by his office sometime. Eventually, Carol Downs began working for Mr. Durant. Carol continued going the extra mile for Mr. Durant until he was promoted and given over $1 million in stock options. As you can see from these stories, it truly pays dividends to go the extra mile. If you're not going the extra mile, I urge you to start today in order to achieve the life of your dreams. Don Green, CEO/Executive Director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. Introduction. When I was approached to write a self-help book on Napoleon Hill's principle of going the extra mile, I wondered why the world would need another book on a principle so common, so readily understood, so practical and so simple that it is written about in the Bible concisely and directly. Jesus states in the Gospels, "Do unto others as you would have others do unto you." If that's not going the extra mile, then I don't know what is. Who does not understand this commandment? I believe everyone understands the commandment. But the lack is in the application. The doing part. When someone gives you a command such as mail the letter, take out the garbage, feed the cat, water the plants, sweep the floor, do the dishes, and wash the car, it is generally understood. But the proof, as we know it to be, is in the doing. The commandment then becomes a question that asks, do I do unto others as I would have others do unto me? Probably not. What holds us back in the doing? In the Bible, we are told, "And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." It gets even better. Instead of simply doing one thing, we are now told to go the extra mile and do two. We may question why someone can't do these things for themselves. Why are we needed to assist and to do what a person is not capable of doing for themselves? Or perhaps what they choose not to do for themselves? Even worse, they may seek out others to do for themselves what they prefer not to do. In preferring not to do, you can eliminate yourself right out of existence. The basic challenge in this life is to do, to risk, and not to scale back, and simply to not opt out. Why should we contemplate or even plague ourselves with these questions? Getting back to the basic commandment, if we follow the guidelines that are simple and direct, we are bound to hit the mark every single time. Questions and concerns aside, in Emerson's words, do the thing and you will have the power. To become what you dream about, you must take action and begin. Without a beginning, there can be no ending. So in making a case for going the extra mile, I have included ideas, exercises, applications, visualizations, and much more to get you started on the right course. It is my assumption that the reader of this book wants more information on Dr. Hill's principles of success, but is not a graduate student in the Science of Success curriculum. Together, we're going to build a structure for enriching your life and the lives of others, one success principle at a time, by beginning at the beginning. These building blocks will aid you in determining a positive direction for your life and energizing the power to make it happen. You cannot do this in a day, a week, or even a month. For many, it takes a lifetime to fully develop. But without it, you will be like a ship without a rudder, tossed aimlessly on stormy seas. Irish author John O'Donohue states, "Even though your body is always bound to one place, your mind is a relentless voyager. The mind has a magnificent, creative restlessness that always brings it on a new journey. Even in the most sensible and controlled lives, there is often an undertow of longing that would deliver them to distant shores. There is something within you that is not content to remain fixed within any one frame. The cure for this longing?" Mark Twain advises, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the ones you did do. So throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbour, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. The obvious answer then is to get moving and to get on with it. That is step one. For fair winds and following seas in your life, with occasional storms too, Dr. Hill's philosophy would be a North Star to guide you and set the course of a lifetime. Begin now by having eyes to envision your course, taking personal initiative in charting your course direction, and persistence in maintaining a steady hand at the wheel. Before taking leave and pulling anchor, design your course of study using this philosophy, and you will always arrive at your chosen destination ahead of others. All that is asked of you is to start right where you are, in this moment, here and now. Follow the directions by first taking action in using the principle of going the extra mile to position yourself on the navigational course of a lifetime. Your lifetime. Time to sail. Bon voyage, Judy Williamson. Do it now. A prelude and practice sheet. Start now. 1. Say thank you. 2. Smile. 3. Pick up litter. 4. Phone a friend. 5. Round up at the cash register. 6. Pet an animal. 7. Bring a homemade dessert. 8. Pray. 9. Hold open a door. 10. Say no charge. 11. Move aside for faster traffic. 12. Plant daffodils. 13. Feed the birds, squirrels, and outdoor wildlife. 14. Donate food, clothes, and books. 15. Clean up your mess. 16. Listen, not talk. 17. Read to a child. 18. Say grace. 19. Show up. 20. Think with a positive mindset. 21. Cancel negative thoughts. 22. Go to bed early. 23. Praise a friend. 24. Compliment a stranger. 25. Express gratitude. 26. Eat fruits and vegetables. 27. Drink enough water daily. 28. Be a good finder. 29. Help the homeless. 30. Rejoice, be glad. 31. Listen to good music. 32. Take a stroll outdoors. 33. Photograph a masterpiece of nature. 34. Talk to an animal. 35. Listen to the birds. 36. Praise God. 37. Count your blessings. 38. Inspire others. 39. Refrain from criticism. 40. Be the good you want to see in the world. Chapter 1. The Do It Now Principle. In planning to acquire your share of the riches, let no one influence you to scorn the dreamer. Napoleon Hill. Welcome to a habit that will absolutely change your life for the better, right now. Beginning this very moment, today, you can immediately prosper and enrich your life from this habit. What is it? It is the gem of all habits, going the extra mile. When you begin to act in accordance with this habit, there will be no returning to the former you. All it takes is to do it now. In Napoleon Hill's Science of Success course, he states, "If I had to choose but one of the 17 principles of success and rest my chances on that principle alone, I would, without hesitation, choose going the extra mile. Because this is the principle through which one can make himself indispensable to others." This declaration alone would cause anyone to listen attentively to what the author has to say and to follow Hill's teachings. Begin here if you want to travel on this proven road to success, the road to enduring riches. Dr. Hill's illustrious student and partner, W. Clement Stone, states emphatically that the key to success is just to do it now. What, you may ask, is the do part of doing it now? Simply, it is the action part of the philosophy that brings you the end result you are seeking. By shifting yourself into action, you are notifying the universe that you're serious about putting the laws of increasing returns and compensation in your debt. It may be likened to turning a key in the ignition of a vehicle that starts the driving process, or lighting a fire underneath a pot that starts the cooking process. But regardless, the most important part is in the action of beginning. You may also be asking yourself why going the extra mile is so important to begin with in seeking success. There are numerous reasons to consider. One of the most explicit reasons is that it brings favorable attention to you. A person who consistently goes the extra mile with no expectation of compensation from the recipient creates a universal ledger in their behalf that sooner or later pays off compound dividends to the person that rendered the service. You may be skeptical at first, but if you follow the Do It Now directive daily, you will find that your progression is not sterile and inactive, but rather fertile and growing. Let's get started by taking a look at why developing the habit of consistently going the extra mile creates an atmosphere of abundance for you and promises to deliver more than you've actually contributed or earned. Here are some reasons to consider as you take Napoleon Hill's counsel and discern the benefits of cultivating the crowning jewel of all the principles, going the extra mile. 1. As you become the person who goes the extra mile and contributes more than is expected or immediately compensated, the spotlight begins to shine on your performance and others notice something different, something more about the service you render. 2. The law of contrast enters the picture as others watch you. Most people do not go the first mile, let alone the second mile, in making a contribution. When someone is asked to do something extra, the reply most often heard is, "That's not my job." This can be heard daily in work environments and often becomes a mantra for those who do not excel or succeed beyond their present position. 3. The laws of increasing and decreasing returns come into play. People willing to go the extra mile are eventually compensated for doing more than they're paid to do because they stand out from the crowd given this one habit. And because they're noticed for a willingness to extend themselves and give without the expectation of getting, they're recognized for their ability to make a strong contribution to the job at hand. decreasing returns are for those individuals who can only do what they're paid to do and nothing more. 4. The person who consistently goes the extra mile makes him or herself indispensable because they can be relied upon to get the job done. Anyone looking for assistance will seek that person out first because of their reputation of being a doer and not a talker. Everyone knows that talk is cheap, and Dr. Hill states that opinions are the cheapest commodity on earth because everyone has them. But an individual stands out from others by taking action and doing something to address whatever needs to be done. Theirs is a course of action, not talk. 5. As a person going the extra mile, you develop your success skill set. You learn more and become able to address multiple tasks because you've taken personal initiative in learning how to do things. Therefore, for someone seeking help, you are the one who offers the needed service. 6. By assuming responsibility that you're not told to take, you move up the success ladder because this one single habit makes you stand out from the crowd. It gives a person the subtle edge that makes the critical difference in being given the next opportunity or not. 7. Consistently going the extra mile makes you a candidate for a promotion because others do not follow this habit and therefore are not eligible for more responsibilities related to supervision and leadership. They're already being compensated for what they are worth. 8. Most importantly, this habit of going the extra mile allows a person the flexibility in seeking and procuring employment from various organizations that value this type of personal initiative at salaries of a person's own choosing. 9. You might consider the going the extra mile, GEM, habit common sense, but it is well known that common sense is not very common at all. Instead, the habit of going the extra mile might be termed supernatural common sense, since it divinely inspires the practitioner developing this habit to call on the universe for promised compensation, and to even expect it. 10. By utilizing this one principle, you can take the results to the bank metaphorically and physically, because it does work in your behalf every single time you use it. These characteristics are powerful reasons for putting going the extra mile into practice. It is the easiest principle to get started with because it requires nothing additional except added effort on your part. Without effort or action, nothing moves, and neither do you. In fact, you regress because you may think that you're maintaining your positive foothold, but you're slipping backwards. Others who are practicing this habit are bracing for the home stretch. Take a lesson from the Kentucky Derby and just watch what can turn the tide in a race to determine a winner. It is not simply being in the starting line up at the race. It is going the extra measure to win by a nose or a head, not a mile. A little means a lot in going the extra mile. It is the extra edge that determines the winner each and every time. Now that some of the benefits have been introduced about going the extra mile, it is hoped that your interest is piqued. Still, you may be asking, what exactly is it that I do, and how do I know what that extra effort looks like in the real world? This is a common question and one that should be considered in order for you to make the fastest progress in your effort to set yourself apart from the crowd. Napoleon Hill often asks us to consider how things work in our everyday world. There can be effort and constructive effort, and it is your obligation to know which is which. Given your desire to be of better service than the average person, you need to determine in what direction you want to move. If you work in an organization and aspire to a higher or better paying position, it is a good idea to learn the type of work that is required and then position yourself to make a contribution to that type of work. By volunteering to go the extra mile without pay, you will set yourself apart and be noticed for your characteristics of doing more than you're paid to do. Just this one trait will enable you to be recognized for your willingness to be of service whenever and wherever that service may be needed. Stories abound about the person who shows up, volunteers, works long hours without pay, and eventually is asked to become an employee or is promoted to a higher paying position. Most biographies tell stories of rough starts that lead to monumental outcomes because a person refused to quit and continued to be willing to help where and when needed without pay. For example, consider the following questions. 1. Have you ever been asked to stay beyond your working time to complete a project? 2. Have you ever been requested to come in on a day when you were not assigned to work? 3. Have you ever agreed to work without pay in order to assist someone who was ill or needed to be elsewhere? 4. Have you ever contributed to or participated in projects that were not job-related, but that the organization was sponsoring? 5. Have you ever gotten up early or stayed late in order to complete something that was needed by a person in management the next day? 6. Have you ever taken responsibility to do something that needed to be done but was not your assigned job? 7. Have you ever offered assistance to someone needing help who could not benefit you directly? 8. Have you ever gone out of your way to be of immediate assistance to someone in need, even though it was an inconvenience to you? 9. Have you ever contributed your time or talent to a person below you just to be of assistance? 10. Have you looked for ways to make a difference for someone via lending a hand, completing a project, physically assisting them when needed, being polite, avoiding criticism, and positively commenting on a job they did well? If you thoughtfully answer these questions, you will come up with several ways of immediately going the extra mile in order to jumpstart your own progression towards success. If you've done some of the things listed here, congratulations. You are on the beam, as Dr. Hill would say. If you have not done any or very few of these, now is the time to consider beginning right where you are to address how and when you can start. Be alert to the opportunities as they come along. Put yourself in the position to be of help, and those who are the recipients of your unexpected service will not forget it. Other simple and basic ways of getting started are common courtesies that include 1. Holding the door for someone. 2. Addressing a person by their name and giving them a simple, sincere compliment, such as, "I like the outfit you're wearing today. It makes you look special." 3. Joining someone different for lunch by asking, "May I join you for lunch?" 4. Inquiring about a person's family if they enjoy sharing stories about their home life. 5. Asking about a person's pets and making a positive comment about their unique names. 6. Engaging in a person's interests for a short conversation. What do they enjoy doing outside of work? Do they have a favorite hobby? 7. Offer to be of service by stopping to address concerns such as a low tire, a dead battery, a needed ride home, heavy bags that need to be carried, a helpful steady hand in climbing the stairs, etc., are all ways of being of immediate service. 8. When you see a need, fill it. Lend a stamp, pick up a dropped item, help locate a missing phone, bring a treat to work, remind a person of a meeting, empty a garbage can, and write a note of thanks. 9. Dr. Hill states that this habit of rendering more service than expected by deliberate intent will cause others to be in competition for your services. 10. Do it now. Go the extra mile. Show gratitude to the people in your life by telling them you appreciate them. Words have power and are action-oriented when they're both spoken and written. 11. Abide by the biblical directive to go the extra mile. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 41, it states, "And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him twain." I hope by now that you're getting the idea of what exactly is meant by going the extra mile. Suffice it to say that when you give, you receive back. Perhaps not in the way you expect or would like, but nevertheless, you're always compensated. When you're alert to the benefits of going the extra mile, you do not hesitate to continue the practice because it benefits you and gives you strength for making a strong personal success foundation. In Dr. Hill's Science of Success philosophy, there are 17 interconnected principles that operate as a chain joined one link at a time. These principles can act independently, but their strength is in the combined use of the concepts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?